Welcome to Get Unstuck and Make Shift Happen with Jennifer Grace on Empower Radio, a show to help you get from where you are to where you truly want to be. Now here's your host of Get Unstuck and Make Shift Happen, Jennifer Grace on Empower Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Jennifer Grace, and I am very excited for our show today. Before we dive into introducing my guest and our topic, just wanted to give you all a heads up for the upcoming Spring Summit series that I'm going to be hosting starting on May 25th, and then every 2 weeks through the end of June, I will be doing different free online masterclasses. So if you go to jennifergrace.com, on the homepage, it's listed there. You just click on to sign up. You can also go to jennifergrace.com/free stuff. And you can sign up there, and there's also free goodies there for you. We're going to be doing master classes on becoming fearless, how to overcome anxiety, stop obsessive thinking. That's going to be May 18th. The first one starts. And then June 1st, we're going to do Money Mindset, 6 Simple Steps to Change Your Relationship with Money to Manifest More. Then on June 8th is Rewire, the Secrets of Neuroscience Revealed to Change Your Life and Your Brain. And June 15th will be Manifesting Love, the 5-Step Soul Call System to Naturally Attract Your Life Partner. So again, if you want to sign up for the Master Spring Series, you just go to jennifergrace.com/free stuff and get it while it's hot, baby. All right. So today, a really good friend of mine, we started out, you know, kind of, she took one of my classes, then she became one of my trainers, and then we became such good friends. And now, you know, she does incredible past life regression therapy session. So today's show, and her name is Robin Emmerich, is all about how we can shift our current relationships by examining past life relationships through the art of regression. And by understanding our soul contracts that we have with one another, we can discover how our past life relationship patterns might be challenging us in this lifetime. So this show is going to be a really neat kind of introspective look at specifically relationships, because you can do past life regression therapy for a myriad of things. And Robin's going to get into this, but we're really going to focus on relationships. And to tell you a little bit more about Robin, Robin Emmerich is an expert in the subconscious mind, helping people around the world discover who they are and what makes them happy. Grief, doubt, and the desire for change motivated her to transition from an unfulfilling career to not only becoming a creative artist, a leader of this beautiful, heartfelt foundation, and a successful business owner, but finding true happiness and confidence to listen to the light in her heart. This led her to develop a unique method to help others discover their true desires. She's also a Creative Insight Journey coach with me. And she's just this incredible, loving, sweet, amazing, intelligent woman. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Do you like that intro?
I do. And I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so happy too. We're going to have some fun today.
Yes, and your master classes sound amazing, so I cannot wait for those too.
Yes. You know, it's like I'm teaching what I want to also have shifts and breakthroughs in. You know, I've gotten to this, you know, with the fearlessness stuff. I recently, about 6 months ago, went through a really tough time with my son, some stuff with my career, a lot of anxiety, and I created like this toolkit for myself to move through this really challenging time. And then, boom, there was the webinar. And now, you know, I've reached great financial success, but I also know that this universe is so abundant. So I want to kind of break through the glass ceiling there. And I've been studying neuroscience. I'm really into kind of biohacking now, biohacking age, your brain, your body, studying people like Dave Asprey, the Bulletproof Way, studying Tim Ferriss, the 4-hour body, and this anti-aging stuff and neuroscience. And, you know, so it's all just fascinating to me. And that's so cool about being a teacher is not only do you get to, you know, help others move and shift and change, but just by bringing this work into the world, it helps you continue to get your life to the next level. So.
Yes. And I mean, isn't it amazing? It's beautiful how life will bring us exactly what we need.
Yes.
And exactly. when we're open to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So just to kind of back up, I would love to hear your personal story of how you got into past life regression and what led you to this work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, speaking of fear just a minute ago, I had arrived at a place of a lot of fear in my life through different events that took place. And I ended up learning, and this was a little over 10 years ago, that I ended up learning how, we are literally brought to specific events to open the doors to new learning and growth. And what I found out is that I had suppressed the grief and pain from losing my dad almost 10 years prior to that.
Right.
So I learned about past life regression as a method of going back into past experiences, not always past life experiences. It really depends on where the subconscious mind takes us, but we can begin with current life experiences.
Oh, interesting.
And we began to see, how energy is stored in the body from the memories of past events. Mm. And so, we go back into the memory in the subconscious, and with the methodology that I've experienced and now teach, is to go back into that experience and release that energy that's holding us back. So yeah. I began with the pain and grief of, literally going back to that time. However, I then began to realize how powerful it was and began to use it in my life to explore, different relationships, especially my intimate relationships, to see what had brought me together with each person and what was my soul there to learn so that I could evolve and become more conscious, which
right.
ultimately leads to more love.
And you did this in the beginning just by going back to past memories in this current lifetime to look at patterns and things like that? Or were you going way back?
Mm-hmm. I always began each session with the intention of looking at my current life.
Nice.
I've got a very engineer-like analytical mind. And so, to be honest with you, it took a while for me to really open up to letting go of trying to figure and analyze everything. and allow myself to just have an open mind to the experience and allow that to, open up to change.
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. And
yeah.
So then you also worked on this for health reasons too, correct?
I did. I was in a car accident and had tried everything to heal my back. And I ended up, that was one of my last sessions with my mentor, who's incredible, Dr. Coletta Long. And we were able to go back to that car accident and recall that memory. And then how it works is that you go back to a current life experience and then follow that back And the subconscious is going to take you to where you're ready to go. So my subconscious took me into a past life. Mm-hmm. And in that lifetime, I was able to see the event that took place. It was literally a bullet into my back. And after releasing the energy there, I have not had pain since.
You haven't.
And then we did the same with the neck. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this can be used for chronic pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I would say the true key is the readiness and open mind, because I am simply the guide, you know?
Right.
That's actually why I love regression, is because my whole life, I personally looked outside of myself for everything. And this methodology was nothing but leading me inward to my own answers, truth, you know, patterns, soul contracts, everything that truly comes from within.
Let's talk about this word soul contract, because I know what you're referring to, but not everybody may understand that concept. Could you kind of flesh that out a little bit?
I can. From what I've learned, it's, you know, and it's different for each person and what they believe, but from everything that I've experienced with hundreds of clients, as well as my own journey, I have found that we literally agree, our souls agree before coming to Earth on experiencing certain relationships, events, experiences that evolve our soul, that expand our consciousness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in talking about relationships, you know, if we have a pattern of rejection or abandonment,
right,
we will attract that partner to us, which was already agreed upon, and go through experiences together that bring up that fear so that it can be healed.
Right. And if you're not conscious of it and you're not open to allowing this challenging relationship to give you a platform to have a breakthrough, right? Mm-hmm. And to heal it, you just keep repeating it over and over and over again.
Yes.
And
because you're drawing it to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I teach a class on manifesting new love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many people come in and it's just always, oh, it's the same person, same story, different face. You know, it's just this pattern over and over. I have a lot of people that come in with a pattern of attracting in unavailable people, whether they're married, they're emotionally unavailable, they're, what would you say to that? What do you think is the dynamic there?
So in that case, we have to get really courageous and honest with ourselves and ask what part of ourselves is unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that may be, you know, like I mentioned, like the fear of rejection or abandonment, or it's going to be very unconscious, most likely. So, you know, we've got to take a look.
You know what? It's so funny, because I'm like, I always say that to people. That's my answer. And to be honest with you, I never went deep. I'm like, well, there must be something in you that must be unavailable. So, like, I got that, but just that little extra, you know, are you have the fear of rejection, the fear of abandonment? You know, those are things, because they're like, what do you mean? I'm available. Like, consciously, I'm available. I'm not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm wanting love. And so, you know, when your conscious beliefs do not match your subconscious beliefs is where all the disconnect comes. And that's the beauty of doing healing work with practitioners like you, doing, you know, Creative Insight Journey, doing these different personal development classes, because what you do is you crack the surface and you look under the rock at, you know, what is hiding out under there. There it is. There's your fear of rejection. There is your fear of abandonment. That's why you're not available. And so, you know, having the awareness of that is one thing. that's not enough, though. You know, doing the work to release that fear. Let's talk about that a little bit more. So you have somebody that comes in, right? Fear of rejection, fear of abandonment.
Right.
What do you do?
Right. So that is my mentor, Dr. Coletta Long, with her methodology of past life regression. It gets into the emotional body, in a sense. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's meaning that we hold our emotions in the energy of the soul. Mm-hmm. So it's getting down to that soul level that we're not conscious of. It's at a subconscious level. So otherwise, you know, if you can envision like a road with a hole in it, it's like, you know, black holes in the road that are not being completely filled and taken care of, right? So we're like constantly, we've got emotions that we're not taking a full look at because they're down in there.
Right.
So with regression, it's getting to not only see from a different perspective, whether it's current life or past life, you journey through a new perspective. It's like a movie unfolding before your eyes.
Yeah. Right.
And you can see so much clearly. And then when you can get into that block there, then you're able to release that emotional, in a sense, that pull that we're talking about, that pulls you to different people, places, things, events to show you what's there for you.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where it gets really challenging, because it's easy to go into like, why did that happen to me? Or why does this keep happening?
Yes.
You know, to get into, to get into the place, which is more of a victim aspect.
Yep. Yeah. Why me?
Instead of,
this is happening for you. You know, Byron Katie's great line, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. So we come here, this is school, the school of Earth, and we all freaking signed up for it. And we came here to learn these very valuable lessons. And it's through our challenges. It's when we're knocked to our knees. It's when we're betrayed. It's when we're, you know, broken open. That's when the light can come in. You know,
right. So and that's the light.
And that perspective, what you're talking about, the shift of perspective of looking at an event in your life, not as the victim, but as, okay, this is an event. This happened, not to me. This happened for me. And it's for my evolution. It's for me to become more enlightened. And what's the gift? What's the lesson? Let me take
it, grow from it, and
not repeat it.
Mm-hmm. And it's very loving rather than, you know, as I was saying, like we see it more, you know, from a place of like heaviness and pain when it's actually more loving. And that's what I've been able to see through regression, because in that, you know, is my mentor calls the emotional body with that block, as the light flows through us, it flows in the form of atoms and molecules, right? And that emotional body has the capacity to hold on to that energy. And so when we hold on to it in that body, when the soul leaves, it takes it with it.
Okay.
And so we could come in to this lifetime, which I regress a lot of people back to the time in the womb or in the time in between lives, where it feels like we don't have control.
Right.
Because we've brought this energy with us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it's propelling us where that's where the past life work is really effective. Because if we're, you know, if we're going through our current life work and not seeing results, there's a possibility that we've brought something into this lifetime with us that is available to take a look at and see a whole new perspective.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody who had this like awesome childhood, great upbringing, no trauma, no drama, and then was having these relationship issues. And she was like, you know, where do you think this is coming from? It doesn't make sense. And I was like, it might be a past life. And she's like, oh my God, that never even occurred to me. And I was like, yeah. So unfortunately, I'm blanking out on who the heck that was because I could send them your way. Who was it? It'll come to me before the
Maybe
end of the
she's
day.
Listening.
So it was definitely during one of my love things. This comes up, of course, so much, you know, these patterns and relationships, and it's so frustrating for people, you know, and they feel like, you know, all I want to do is, you know, have a healthy relationship. Why can't I have a healthy relationship? And it's this like anomaly, and this deep subconscious work is what sheds light. Because when you can understand something, then it's so much easier to shift out of it, you know, but it's like this blind spot that you just don't understand this. It's just like confusing, you know?
Yes, yes, because we learn through relationships so much, and there's such a powerful way to see ourselves in another,
yeah.
Or, you know, to hide from ourselves in another.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's all
goes both ways.
Mirrors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so fascinating. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the process, even though I've gone through it. Tell my listeners about the process of, you know, doing a session with you, you know, of course you think of like hypnosis, or just kind of break down the myths about what it's like to go through a past life regression session.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's very different than most people would expect. You know, it's really just being guided into a deep meditative state. It's literally like going into meditation, yet guiding deeper so that we can reach the subconscious, and asking a series of questions so that the subconscious answers in bits of information. So like I was describing, it's literally like a movie that unfolds as the subconscious answers each question.
Yeah.
And so when those answers are revealed, these puzzle pieces come together. And, you know, I did talk about like the blocks of energy. My mentor calls them frozen blocks of energy. So when we get into that, that's a little bit more intense because we're using a method to release those energetic blocks.
Right.
And so as you navigate through that, it's seeing this whole new perspective and aspects of our personalities and experiences that are brought into the light. And if we go into a past life, the subconscious can literally take us to the light at the end of that lifetime, which, you know, as I mentioned, with the death of my father, he was an engineer, and during his passing, he had seen the light, which blew me away, because to hear that, which, you know, was about 19 years ago, I was very young, and to hear that, it just, you know, my little analytical mind started having all kinds of questions, and I began reading books and researching and wanting to experience what he was talking about. And that was what regression offered, was to be able to experience that light, which is the light within us. And that's where that love comes from. You know, when I talked about the experiences we're brought to are actually very loving when we can see them in a new perspective, that light is always there guiding us.
Nice.
And we begin to really maybe not understand it, because that's going to require the mind, but feel it and know it and live from it, which is very different than, you know, the intellectual knowledge.
Yep. You know, very recently, my coach said something to me I was like, I don't understand that when I'm not in a relationship, I'm really thin. And then the second I get in a relationship, I gain weight. And I don't know. She's like, why do you need to understand it? Just go to the gym. I was like, oh, wow, that's brilliant. And sometimes we don't need to understand it. We just need to heal it. We just need to release it. You know, we get into our analytical mind and we're going round and round and round and we're driving ourselves absolutely crazy with trying, you know, sometimes we just can't, you know, this is like a mystery, some things. And just to be okay with acknowledging and shifting your perspective of this is, you know, who I was and now I don't have to be this way anymore. And, you know, that's the end of that.
I love that you brought that up because I think that, you know, in personal growth work, there can almost be a shadow side of it when, you know, when you want to try to learn and understand and dissect everything in life.
Right.
And it almost pulls you out of living life.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So taking that action and then the more action that you can, you know, take that step forward can literally move you forward.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yep. Awesome.
Right.
Well, we're going to take a little break right now. And when we come back, we're going to dive more into uncovering the mysteries of past life regression.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha-ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org. Remember, adopt!
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet, and sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and ducks.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now back to Get Unstuck and Make Shift Happen with Jennifer Grace on Empower Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in now, we are talking with Robin Emmerich all about past life regression, about relationships. And also, if you're tuning in now, be sure to go to jennifergrace.com/free stuff. We have a new masterclass free series coming up for the spring, all about fearlessness. We're going to have master classes on neuroscience, rewiring your brain. We're going to have master classes on manifesting new love, getting unstuck, and on money, on changing your money mindset. So be sure to receive those free gifts always at jennifergrace.com/free stuff. So now let's rally back to Robin. Robin, are you there?
I am.
Great. Awesome. And tell me a little bit about your teacher, who I know just passed away, who taught you this regression therapy technique.
She did.
It was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes. Yes. She is an amazing, amazing woman. She was 87 and a true pioneer in the field of regression, you know, traveling the world, studying, teaching, working with thousands of people from all over the world, and in on the groundwork of uncovering how the subconscious works and truly consciousness, the evolution of the soul.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's,
and she's right up there with Dr. Brian Weiss. I mean, he really went commercial, but she's right there, you know.
Dr. Brian Weiss, she used to teach with Roger Wolger, who is another expert in the field. And she's got a lot of incredible colleagues. And so with her methodology, she's the only one that I know of, that she knew of, that incorporates the energy release technique. She, after all of her sessions, truly believed that that was the most effective way to evolve the soul, was to combine the, you know, the perspective for change, the awareness, and the energy release for, you know, for immediate change with, you know, with each session, which I know from personal experience I received.
Yes.
And then of course see it in my clients as well. So she's trained several practitioners, and I'm now carrying out her legacy of work and training practitioners in this methodology, which I'm like so grateful and humbled to be able to carry out this work. Because it's truly changed my life, and I continue to see it changing the lives of my clients. And I've got my first group of practitioners in training now, and it's simply life changing.
That's amazing. So now you're certifying others in this methodology.
Wow, and spreading out her work. Yeah. It's she's probably been doing it for close to 70 years. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So it's, you know, and you experienced it. It's very different to experience your own wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're connecting the dots, you know, you're doing the work. You're like me, I'm talking about,
right.
I was doing the work. I was connecting the dots. And I remember a balloon popping. I remember that because I was kind of going in and out like during the session.
Yes.
Were you popping in a balloon?
Yes. And that, okay. And that's part of the energy release to shift that energy.
Right.
I know.
Right.
I know. It's very strange yet so effective.
Yes. And I was doing a whole thing on relationship. I had just met my boyfriend and all this like interesting stuff was coming up for me. He lived in LA and I lived in Florida. Now we live together and it's so awesome. Mm-hmm. But I was having feelings of insecurity come up about that distance. And we were able to track back stuff in my current life. And then we went back to a time that he and I were together, I remember, and where this pattern was there and there was something for me to be insecure about and how this could be the opportunity then to break that. And, you know, I will happily report we've been together a year and a half now as of yesterday, and we've never had one argument. Isn't that amazing?
Well,
never a bicker even. It's just this, the most considerate, mindful, conscious relationship I've ever been in my entire life. And, you know, if there's a need that's not being met, if there's something that needs to be communicated, it's communicated immediately. There's never been any betrayal or wrongdoing, you know, to cause animosity. And there's this really good conscious communication that happens. So it's really
that,
like,
it's
love
so
of
beautiful.
A lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, and that's what it is. It's going back to the love and everything, because the fear can be so overwhelming that we're not who we really are. Right. We're allowing that fear, in a sense, over the love. And
yes.
So tapping back
that
into that love, tuning back into it. Right.
You know, all your insecurities are making you push somebody away or making you, you know, jealous without any reason to be, or, you know, those insecurity feelings, it's not attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
If you're showing up like that in relationship, it puts the other person on defense. It causes like unnecessary roughness. And if it was so neat, like literally, I had just met him. I mean, I met him November 9th. And we went on that retreat to Sedona, Arizona, I don't know, a week and a half later. And that's when I had the session. It was just like, you know, all these feeling, you know, of course, how do you feel when you first get into a relationship? I don't care how confident you are. There's insecurities. Do they like
right.
me? Is it going to last? Especially for us women that we love to, you know, go
yeah.
there. And just all of that insecurity of him not living where I lived and not knowing what he was quote unquote doing or not doing when I was with him. It was really funny to watch my confident well-being of who I normally am just kind of go off the handle. So I'm so glad that we had that session right in the beginning of the relationship so that I didn't go and sabotage, you know, by being insecure or jealous or any of that. Like I was just free of it. And I just was in full trust that everything was perfect. And with, I don't know, like 2 months, he moved to Florida. And we've been living happily ever since.
That is so beautiful. And I love that you use the word conscious because I can remember clearly in one of my own personal sessions, and it was one of my first ones early on when I was actually in a relationship at that time. And I'd gone back through regression, and I can remember my words being specific, where I said it was a very unconscious connection. Mm-hmm. And when we're not conscious, you know, of course, that's when we're drawing the experiences to us. But when we're not conscious, it's very difficult to be in that loving available, right? When we're talking about unavailable, the loving available state to have a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
So right. True. And so we begin to see the patterns, and, you know, I believe in archetypal work, which is Carl Jung's work. And, you know, I see the archetypes in regression, you know, whether it's the victim or the saboteur, which are some of the easy ones. But even, you know, in past lives, it could be, you know, a thief, or prostitute, some of the different energies that carry forth that are taking charge of our life unconsciously. Right. And there's always a shadow aspect and a light aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the thief, when we can get into the power of that, that is the part of us that nothing can be taken from us, right? Because
yep.
everything we have is within us. We have everything we need.
Yes.
And it's such a powerful archetype to embody, because we can then be so much more, you know, as you were saying, like centered,
yeah.
right? Not allowing ourselves to, that confidence cannot be rocked as easily.
And you know, it's so funny. When people are doing relationship work with me or manifesting love, I have them write out the 10 qualities that they're looking for in a partner. And, you know, they make these lists, you know, like confidence and loving and high integrity and funny and charismatic. And so then I have them look at the list and I say, raise your hand if you've just described yourself. And it's uncanny how we, and then I say, so you don't need this person. You already can make yourself laugh. You're kind, you've got integrity, you've got all of this going on. And mm-hmm. so the person coming in could just compliment and enhance for you. It's the cherry on the cake. You're the cake. And then I also
yeah.
say, you know, look at this list and make sure that you actually are honoring these qualities towards yourself, like are being, because you could be a really kind person. You could be, you know, have high integrity and all of these things, right, towards others. But I actually turn it inward. I say, you know, are you doing this for yourself? Are you being kind to you? Are you breaking promises to yourself? Are you respecting yourself? The things that you're looking for in a partner, not only because like attracts like, you have to do that for others, but you really, most importantly, have to be reflecting this towards yourself. Because if you're not loving and respecting and kind to yourself and have integrity and keep your promises to you, then you're not going to attract in somebody that's going to do that for you.
Yes. Yes. And that is so key to any healthy relationship, right? Whether it's our intimate partners or family, coworkers, friendship.
Friends, yep. Mm-hmm.
Is that aspect of self-love and self-care.
Yes, absolutely.
So that we, so that we can live from that place and we'll see that in everything else and every experience, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what else, you know, when you go into a past life for girls, there's also fears that people have, you know, fears mm-hmm. of water or drowning, and they've never had an experience of that. I mean, when somebody goes in for a really heavy duty thing like that, is it usual that they will have drowned in their past lives or a fire or something? And when they relive that, is that really kind of traumatic? Or are they watching it detached? What's that experience like for people? I've always been really curious about that.
You know, it's truly different for each person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, there is, it, you know, it's funny, like, when you think of like royalty or, you know, some of the more glamorous lifetimes, they're not so glamorous.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it really is, courageous, intense work to take a look at what has occurred in the past, but it is in a more detached way, which makes it less intense. And again, that energy release method that Dr. Long created, that is like a tool to release the, I would say charge, if that,
yep.
does that word make sense to you? The
yeah.
charge of the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it helps to release that and then actually literally releases it from the body so that it's, you know, out of the mind, body, heart, spirit, and you can literally move forward in the current life from that experience with the new knowledge and release of energy.
Wow. I've
experienced the drowning, and you know, it is very intense, yet also so freeing. Same thing with like a fear of airplanes. I remember working with one person who had a fear of airplanes. And then, of course, we had done her session right before attracting a new partner into her life that, similar to you, lived on the other side of the country. So luckily we had released that fear of flying that allowed her to open up to the relationship.
Oh, how funny. Good thing you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and sometimes, you know, you mentioned the balloon popping. Sometimes we have to work through that fear first so that we can energetically shift the energy through using that method.
Right. And then letting it go. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. How many, you know, does it depend on the person, how many sessions that they do past life regression?
It does.
Just varies,
you know,
right?
Sometimes it's just one session that person will receive the change that they want. Or, you know, if they're just curious and interested in exploring their past lives, you know, sometimes it's just one session. I would say typically 3 to 4 is a really powerful transformation.
Right.
Overall. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's very unique for each person and where they're at. I truly believe that we're all on a unique path and everything is very different for each and every one of us. Yet at that same time, we're all so very similar.
There's a lawnmower here. Do you hear that?
Sorry
to all of our listeners.
I do. It's clearing everything out for everyone.
My lawnmower guy has to come to my recording studio on the day that I'm recording at the exact same time. So does anybody ever come to you and say, I want to find out, you know, if I was a queen or if I was somebody famous? Does that ever happen?
They do. And it just doesn't work like that.
Right. Because that's my question. As a young girl, my parents would say, you know, you must have been the freaking Queen of England, you know, when you were a child, when you were in your best life.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, huh, what am I doing here in Brooklyn? You know, where's my throne? Yeah. So.
Yeah. And so how it works is, you know, it would be taking you back to that time and your subconscious would reveal the truth. And that may be the truth or it may be something entirely different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like your subconscious knows and will take you directly to that place that is the core root of that memory. Mm. Because, right, what do you always say? Yak, right?
Yak. You always know.
You always know. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And so your subconscious will take you to that exact moment and then reveal what it is. And, you know, to me, that's the exciting, like just fascinating part of regression, because we never know what will come up. And it's just completely fascinating.
Yeah. And it's so funny. It's like right now I don't have anything quote unquote going on, you know, like life is flowing. Things are great. Things are awesome. And so because you are here in South Florida, she's actually going to be in Miami and Fort Lauderdale for this whole entire week doing past life regression sessions. So if anybody's listening who lives in this area, you definitely can. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you? Through your email? To set up a session.
Yeah. I think email, since we'll be on the road, would be perfect.
And give them your email address.
It's Robin, R-O-B-I-N, at Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Emmerich, EMMERICH.com.
Awesome.
And definitely send me an email. And, you know, Jen, with that, sometimes the most powerful sessions are not looking to make any type of changes or transformation, but simply going into taking you back to a time where you were living your highest potential tapping into that positive energy that then, you know, propels that momentum.
Right. And right see what now. Shows up. Ooh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, same thing, you know,
I want a session. I'm doing one.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, same thing with the love and relationships, you know, going back to a time when you were loving most unconditionally and bringing up that feeling and, you know, again, that when we can get into that energy, whether it's the light or the more, you know, darker aspect, there's such transformation possible in opening to continuing to open to the light and love within.
Yes. Yes. That's amazing. So interesting. And also, what is your website so they can read more about you as well?
My website is robinemmerich.com. So again, I'll spell it just because it's a little bit long there. It's Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Emmerich, E-M-M-E-R-I-C-H.com. And actually, if you do /contact, that's also an easy way to send an email through there.
And so because you're a coach and you do past life regression and you have this awesome eclectic bag of tools to really work with people, you know, once they realize what's blocking them, what's stopping them, then you have the whole coaching element to help them move forward. And it's just such a great thing that all the different tools that you have to help people really, you know, step into their best lives. Have you been blending a lot of that lately?
You know what? I have, and it's actually my regression work that has allowed me to open up to a very meditative, open space to create art as well. And I paint using typically acrylics, sometimes mixed media, but I paint with intention to open the heart to love. And you know, sometimes that'll be a way for my clients to help them visually see their transformation and that opening through art. So yes, it's been pretty amazing with regression and the coaching, the creative insight journey. You know, that was a very transformational course for me that opened new doors as far as an entrepreneur. If you remember at the time when I had taken Creative Insight Journey with you, at the time I was really, you know, I was working with so many corporate professionals and had a desire to take, you know, the transformational work into the corporate world. And very quickly, as I navigated the Creative Insight Journey, I became more creative as an entrepreneur. And everything, you know, it took me on a whole new journey where everything shifted into pretty much just like you said, combining the tools as a way to help individuals, whether they were corporate professionals or entrepreneurs or, you know, I work with a lot of moms. And it's amazing when you do the transformational work as a mom, and you probably know this, when you do your inner work as your mom, your children reflect that change back to you.
Oh yeah.
And it's just incredible.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So everything has really, you know, the puzzle pieces is I truly believe that, you know, as life, we're given little pieces to the puzzle and in the perfect time, and they all come and fit together, and everything that we do, the work that we do on ourselves has the ability to help others.
Yeah. It's so true. And so many of us, you know, we want to make change in the world and we want to help our kids and our families. And it has to start within. You know, if we have all this turmoil and all this chaos going on inside of us, it's really hard to create a peaceful world. And the more that we take time out, you know, to do things for ourselves, and extreme self-care, I think, is the most selfless thing that we can do. Mm-hmm. And things like this, you know, doing healing sessions and doing personal development work. I mean, it's such a journey, but if we all did that inward journey, you know, it would reflect out and we would just be living in a world with so much more compassion and peace and understanding. So, you know, for people who think, gosh, you know, this is expensive, or I don't want to do, you know, I'm not going to make the investment in myself, and that's selfish of me. You know, you just show up a better mother, a better partner, a better friend, a better coworker. I mean, you're just better when you deal with your stuff, you know?
Yes. Life, all of life becomes better because you can see from a place of consciousness, right? Like we talked about, you can see from such a new perspective. And I always like to say it's the perspective of the heart. You know, we're seeing like through the lens of the heart rather than from our mind, which can, it's so loud at times. There's so much noise in our head that, you know, we've got to pull back and get into that heart space so that we can see from the place of who we really are.
Love that. Well, that, my darling, is our show today. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been a pleasure. And definitely check out Robin.
Yes,
Thanks, guys. This has been Jennifer Grace with Getting Unstuck and Making Shift Happen. And always remember, this is as real as it's gonna get.